Oros on the previous sugya. If you remember, Chaim raised the question, Chaim Foyer, and I saw the same question really raised by the Avodas David, so I just wanted to share that, give you a little hana'ah, Chaim, and we could also all get a little hana as well. Do you remember what your question was from last week?
Two questions.
Okay, excellent. One was about what?
No, I mean.
So this was one of your questions. Perhaps you don't remember. We had so many questions. The Nodi Yehuda had that mahalach in the sugya of being mekabel pnei rabo beregel. He said that once Bizman Azeh, we no longer have the Aliyah L'Regel to go to the Mikdash, it would be inappropriate to go to one's Rebbe, to institutionalize going to one's Rebbe on Regel, because you'd be building up the going to the Rebbe over the Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina. And if you don't recall, I think what you said was, well, how is that so? That's only so we make a conscious choice of one over the other. But we don't have the ability, just there's no way to bring karbanos, and you're not going to the mikdash to bring karbanos, because we don't have the base of mikdash, then why is that a violation of giving greater kavod to the Rebbe over the mikdash? Right?
Yeah.
So the Avodas David asks that very question. I'd like to read it to you so you could see. You machaving to a question, I guess, that bothered people, certainly very well versed in Torah. So he writes like this: Va'ayin b'no de Yehuda sham shekatzav levar b'svar hanal tam shehamachaber ramah lo heviu dina de Reb Yitzchak. You remember that the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, sorry, the Shulchan Aruch does bring it. The tour of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't bring the halacha of Reb Yitzchak of being mekabel pnei rabo beregel. So the Nodi Yehuda says, oh, it makes good sense that the Rambam brings it because he deals with those things pertaining to the mikdash. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch and Ramon bring it? Oh, because it can't be such halacha today. Can't be that you have such halacha today. Why not? Well, because there's no hechitimsa to go to the mikdash to bring karbonos on the regal, so therefore it would be inappropriate to institutionalize Rabbi Yitzchak's rule. The chiyuv of the Rabbi Yitzchak, he writes, who dafka b'zman she'beis ha-mikdash hayakayom. Aval b'zman hazeh mikivon she'ein mitzvos aliyah l'regal noheges. Should ein mitzvos kabbalos pnei rabo regel no hagas kadesh lo yehei kvodo meruba mikvod shemayim. Right? Does that sound familiar to everybody? That was the note of Yehuda? Right? Kehodam in the kiddushin shatalmid hayoshi lefnei rabo lo yakom el shachar asvarvis. Talmud shouldn't get up more than once in the morning, once in the evening. Kadesh lo yehei kvodo meruba mikvod shemayim. Shouldn't get up for his Rebbe more often than he says the Shema, because that would look like he's showing greater deference to the Rebbe than he is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lakach lo heviyo hamachav rama, kevin she'enu noeg b'zman hazeh. That was the famous tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda. Again, that Noda B'Yehuda is in the Madura Tanyana or Chaim Simon Sali Dalet. See, we saw the Ritva. If you remember, the Ritva basically said, created a hierarchy. When is it that you have to go to see the Rebbe? Well, it depends. If you live close to the Rebbe, you go every day. If you live a little further away from the Rebbe, you go Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. If you live even further yet, when do you go? You go on the Regal. Why did the Rebbe Yitzchak only bring the Regal case? Oh, because that was the biggest Chiddush. Maybe a person would say, I live very far away. I live so far, I live outside of Tchum. Maybe I never have to go to the Rebbe. No, Kamash Lon, even you have to go. It's true, it's only on the regal, but you two also have a chiyuv. So we said from the presentation of the Tzva, it seemed that this halacha has nothing to do per se with the regal. Now the Yehuda is saying, no, it does have what to do with the regal. In fact, it only could exist when you have Alila regal. Once you no longer have a hechitimsa for Alila regal, you can't have this because that would be a way of showing greater kavod to the Rebbe than to Shemayim. On the other hand, we saw the Malbim, and the what was the other sheet that we saw? The Malm and the right. Thank you. We saw the Malm and the Yoros Tavash that both had the same approach. That basically, it only came into existence after the Mikdash. And as previously, there was a chiyuv to go on certain days. and there was a minhag to go at other times. But once there was no more mikdash, then the chiyuv emerged to go to the Rebbe in lieu of going to the mikdash, right? Tmuras the mikdash. Both use a similar lashon. And even getting back to this, he asked the kasha that Chaim Foyer asked, how is it so that this is akin to showing greater kavod to the Rebbe than to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the one who says, who stands more often than he says Shema? And that which the Rif and the Rosh bring it, lav mishum the sirle the noig b'zmanazeh, el mikim and shehuska b'gemora roi v'nochem lasos kein af b'zmanazeh. Okay, it's roi, but not that it's a requirement. V'hini al svarazu yesh lo hayer tuva. To ask a good question and really try to explain this svar of Navi Yehuda, because it's difficult. T'ahi the kiddushin have a svara b'chiyav. It makes sense to say over there when you're talking about something that's a chiyav. She yash l'chayev l'akum l'rabo yosim mashkes chayev b'shvil kol shemayim. And the Gemara says you can't stand more often for your Rebbe. You can't be mechuyav to stand for your Rebbe more than you mechuyav to say the Shema. So that would be putting one on a greater plane than the other. Aval kasva atelosvos b'kiddushin, and we saw this previously. Shem rotza ha-talmid l'akum, if the Talmud wants to get up for the Rebbe, he feels it's proper to show kavod for the Rebbe, then shaper dami, that's permissible. V'im kein kol ikar hasvar ina shayeches el inyan shemashol nischayev lasos b'shul kolot shemayim iyashol chayev lasos l'rabo. Because the Navi Yehuda wants to say, what the Navi Yehuda says, it only makes sense in the case where we're saying, you can't be mechayev me to do more for the Rebbe than you can mechayev me to do for shemayim. Aval dover shebe'etzen nischayev lasos l'shemayim. Something that I'm really mechuyev to do, kalapi shemayim. I'm supposed to do this for kaviyachol for Hashem. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to go and bring the karbanos. To show kvod shemayim, I'm supposed to go bring the karbanos. That's a chiyuv. That is a chiyuv. So why does it make sense to tell me that to go to the Rebbe is a violation of this principle of showing greater honor to the Rebbe than to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he mechayev me to do this? I'm mechuyev to go to bring karbanos. I just have no hechik temtzah to do it. This is your very question. It's not like I'm making you mechuyev in something which de facto shows greater cover to the Rebbe than it does to Shemayim. No, you have two chiyuvim.
You're saying you're not taking the
chiyuv. The chiyuv is that you have both chiyuvim. I'm not giving you one chiyuv which is mechayev you to show greater cover to the Rebbe than you do to Shemayim. You have two chiyuvim. Just one chiyuv can't be actualized. That's just an accident. But in terms of the chiyuvim, we're not saying one is a greater chiyuv than the other. Ein svara de b'shil kach lo nucha l'chayev olasos l'rabo. It doesn't make sense to say that you shouldn't therefore have to go to see the Rebbe. Im kein l'inyin achiv l'hakbe p'nei rabos manazer, af al pisha b'poal iyash l'hakbe p'nei ashchina hayom nesha ein lano b'es ha-mikdash. You can't go to the b'es ha-mikdash to bring karbonos alila regal because there is no b'es ha-mikdash. But to say that therefore you can't be mechayev a person to go to the Rebbe, so that's a little difficult. And we agree that that was a good question. And that's why not everyone accepted the approach of Navi Yehuda. Aval me'achar she'in kan p'tur b'ikar adin, el she'befal e'in l'yochel l'kayim l'machma she'chosel on the base of Mikdash. We're not saying the chiyuv doesn't exist today. We're saying really, technically, the chiyuv is there. Just, what are you going to do? There's no base of Mikdash. Ein svor shle yischayev l'hakpil p'nei rabo gam b'zman hazeh. Va'otu mi she'machmas eze ones lo ha'yochel l'ko kriyashma lo yischayev l'akum p'nei rabo ve'os hazman. Would you say, it's a rhetorical question, obviously. Because would you say the guy couldn't say Shema today? Couldn't say the Shema for whatever reason. He had a certain case of onus. So would you say, oh, he shouldn't get up for the Rebbe today? Even morning and night? Doesn't make sense to say that. Oh, he's going to wind up showing greater kavod to the Rebbe than he did for Shemayim. Yeah, that's not what the concern. The concern is to institutionalize a chiyuv to show greater kavod to the Rebbe than to Shemayim. No, he's chayav to say Shema. He was potter. He was an onus, whatever the case is. He didn't say Shema. So now you can tell me, oh, since it worked out, they didn't say Shema, therefore he should not get up for the Rebbe? Not reasonable to say that. In Cain, Tzarech Iyun, L'divet, Nod B'Yehuda, Mashayach Liftor Michiyav L'Kabo P'nei Rabo B'Zman Hazeh, Machmas Chisaron Behechi Timtza L'Kabo P'nei Tshchina B'Zman Hazeh, V'Tzarech Iyun. And he really leaves it off as a question. So I thought you would appreciate seeing that someone else shared your concern about the Nod B'Yehuda. This is actually the Avodas Zarah on Rosh Hashanah. Not over here in Sukkah. Okay, that's one ha'ara on this past sugi. So again, this is only tangentially related, but listen to this question. This question was dealt with by Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita. Shimon, yesh ma'os la'asa sukkah. The guy has money to build a sukkah. Avlom yibne sukkah, lo yishara lo kesef kadeh liknos basa v'yayin l'chad. He has money to build a sukkah, and he has money to, or he has enough money, whatever that amount is, to either buy provisions for the yontif or to build a sukkah. Ki im lechem lochatz umayim b'mashur. But if he builds his sukkah, right, he's not going to have enough money to buy basa v'yayin. He'll just have like bread and maybe a little bit of putrid water, just to paint a real bleak picture. And he won't have basa v'yayin. He could do away with the sukkah and I'll have basa v'yayin. Build a sukkah, and have stale bread and nasty water. Lumatzos, who yachal liknos lo leveso basa v'yayin lechalachag begodim noyim leishto. He could buy nice clothes for his family, basa v'yayin to have on Yom Tov, but he won't have a sukkah. He'll have to sit in his friend's sukkah. V'losiyah lo avsharas lasos kol tzracha b'sukkah. Which one should he choose?
Sit in the friend's sukkah
and provide the wherewithal for having a simchas Yom Tov. That's what you say?
Yep.
Okay, good. So listen to his analysis of this question, based on our Gemara. Ne'emar b'mesechas sukkah daf chavzayin amud beis chayv adam lahakil p'nei rabba b'regel. Person has to go and greet his rabbi on the Yom Tov. Only when does that apply? Does the Gemara say? Only when?
The same
day. Well, when he can go up and back the same day. Right? Dafka da ozav asti b'yomil beiso l'sameichas ishto. The only time you have to go to see the Rebbe, right, on the regel, is when you can come back the same day. In so doing, you won't be giving up, you won't be jeopardizing Simchas Yom Tov. Aval ilo matzi l'meizav l'meizav b'yomei. If you can't go and come back the same day, what's the implication? You're not chayav to do this. Because the mitzvah of Simcha, shenemar v'samachta ato v'secha. Hareisha mitzvah Simchas haregel, docha mitzvahs kabolos p'nei rabo b'regel. So as you see, what's the Gemara doing? The Gemara is weighing the mitzvah of Simchas HaRegel with the mitzvah of being Mekabel Pnei Rabo B'Regel. Mekabel's Pnei Rabo B'Regel is important, but if you're going to weigh it against Simchas Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov reigns supreme. Harisha mitzvah Simchas HaRegel, Docha mitzvah Kabel's Pnei Rabo B'Regel. The Hikshe HaMitzvah Eitan, and this is what I thought was most interesting. Mitzvah Eitan you have in the back of not only the Ozva Hadar Gemaras, but the standard Gemaras also have the Mitzvah Eitan. So he says the Mitzvah Eitan on Daf Yud Amud Beis, and how it goes to Daf Yud Amud Beis, says the following point. Ketzad Patri Rabbanan Es Atzmam Mi Mitzvah Sukkah Kedei L'Kayim Mitzvah Kabbalos P'nei HaRav. Remember, we saw previously that there were those that were potter from Sukkah because they were going to see the Reish Galusa, they were going to see the Rebbe. Remember, Rashi on Chafei? Anyone? Anyone? Madua kabbalas pnei harav docha l'mitzvah sukkah v'lo docha mitzvah simchas beis. So you see over there that the mitzvah of going to see the Rebbe pushes off what? The very mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. It pushes off the very mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah because remember we say they're going on their way. Where are they going? They're going to see the Reish Galusa. Okay. On the off chance that other people share that sentiment, I'll just continue for another few moments. I'll just plow forward, just because I do think it's important. He's asking an important question. If you look at our Gemara, you see that there was a certain weight that was given to one mitzvah over the other. Right? You only give up Kabbalas Pnei Rabo B'Regel because of Simchas Yom Tov. If you have to choose one or the other, Simchas Yom Tov is the one that you choose. But what about previously? Previously, you saw that there were those that were traveling, and they were potter from Yeshiva B'Sukkah because of Kabbalas Pnei Rabo B'Regel. So you see, you gave up Sukkah for Kabbalas Pnei Rabo B'Regel, but you're not willing to give up Simchas Yom Tov Pnei Rabo B'Regel. That's the question of the Mitzvah Eitan. So what would you answer?
I mean, you might be sacrificing many people's mitzvah for your one mitzvah.
When? For Simchas Yom Tov, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. As opposed to Sukkah, which is just like an individual mitzvah, they're not going to be, if
they're not with you, that's not their problem.
What?
You're saying if they're not traveling to see the Reish Galusa, so you're only jeopardizing your own Kima mitzvah?
Yeah.
As opposed to Simchas Yom Tov, you'd be jeopardizing. Your wife would be without you. She'd be upset. It would be compromising her simchas yontif. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. So he had a little bit of a different approach. V'heishiv, the shiny mitzvah simchas haregel, dechmir barabanav, amr shalot tilchem ne kabos p'nei harav regel, mishem the simchas haregel, have a mitzvah the rabbim. It's a mitzvah in general, mitzvah the rabbim. Like similar to what you said. You should be a little bit more excited when you hear stuff like that. I don't know.
I'm listening.
No, I don't mean that, but I'm saying if you mechavin to what, maybe so pasha to you that...
nothing new for him.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't seem like, oh yeah, of course, that's what I expect him to say. Yeah. Say, that's what you said. He's saying the simcha, once is a simcha sa rabin, the mitzvah simcha sa rego, is a simcha, is a mitzvah that's upon a multitude of people, and you could be jeopardizing other people's kiyam. The alpha got the mitzvah sukkah, nemer l'chol Yisrael, even though the mitzvah sukkah is given to everybody, applies to everyone, mikol mokom, b'inin yeshiva l'chol echad v'echad. B'inin yeshiva, but everyone has an independent chiyav to be yoshe b'sukkah. Vein echad yotzei b'shal chavero, and that's if you're going to go with Rabbi Elazar. But I can't be yotzei. You're out of here. You can't be yotzei. Can't be yotzei yeshiva b'sukkah with your sitting in a sukkah. But simchas haregel, who mezakeh rabim b'simchaso. Right? If I sit in the sukkah, what does that? It doesn't help anyone else. Everybody's got to sit in the sukkah. But by simchas haregel, simchas yontev, no. If I'm around and I'm creating good cheer, goodwill, and good spirits for everybody, then everyone's going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas HaRegel to a greater degree. Simchas HaRegel, Zakir Ram Simchas HaRegel, Shemasamech Yishto B'nei Beisov, Kol Hanil V'mei Lov. Like the Rambam says, U mitzvah the Rambam Kazu Chamira. I'm going to skip a little bit. And he says, Imkein, Kemen Shah Simchas HaRegel, He mitzvah Shal Rabbim, Mitzvah Sukkah, Z mitzvah Shal Yochid, Imkein, Adifa mitzvah the Rabbim. If you have to choose, mitzvah the Yochid, mitzvah the Rabbim, mitzvah the Rabbim wins. V'chein matzinu chomer b'mitzvah d'rabim ki agav no inyan d'dechiyo v'lo sase af shalol b'idna k'mosh kassim magen Avram af tzarchin mashma d'hayu p'turim af milelcho b'sukav zehu havi b'kum v'asei like it says in the Prima God. Okay, nimtza d'in lo yachso lo mitzvah, if you're not going to lose out on a mitzvah, v'lo yavar al chay, you're not going to violate a chay, ki yochal b'sukas chaver, you'll sit in another sukkah, l'chora, like Yonah said, which one should you do? Sit in your friend's sukkah, be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, and have all of the trappings for a nice simchas yomtiv. Lam rocha techsel mitzvah asiyah sukkah. Okay, you'll be lacking maybe the benefit or the added kiyum of building your own sukkah, which maybe according to some is a shtickle mitzvah, according to others it's only a hechsher. But echshiyah, you'll still get the full mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. V'gam lu yochul yitayol b'avolasos l'kol tzrocha b'sukkah. But now he goes the other way. He says, no, maybe you should go the other way. Maybe you should say, build a sukkah, and then I'll say, I'm putter from having meat because I can't afford it. This way I'll have my own sukkah, I'll sit in my own sukkah, I'll be able to do everything in the sukkah, and I just won't have meat. Okay, but what can I do? I don't have the money. So he says, it really depends, the interesting thing that he says here, about Simchas Yomtev. And I guess being that Yontif is not far off, it's not a bad idea to mention. He says, Yesh l'tzayin shlafam ha'achil b'sukkah s'chavir, tifkom b'simchas ha'chag shlo. Sometimes maybe sitting in your friend's sukkah is actually going to take away from your simchas yomtif. You have to sit in someone else's place, not so comfortable. Ki ein orev v'odon le'achol k'nizkak mishal chavir. When a person feels that he needs to be reliant upon others, it's not pleasant. Like it says in Yerushalmi. Kolomer b'dal kosos chayav afil onim esparnis b'natam choy. The reason why a person, the Gemara says, the reason you must, even an oni has to take from the dalat kosos, even though you have to maybe take money from charity to get it. Why? Because presuming this is so important that even though a person has to do what's otherwise not comfortable, he has to do it. A person has to be honest with himself. What's going to bring about proper simcha and what's going to interfere with the simcha? Yesh lahos if the palm ain min haroy lechol b'sukas kaver kigon shi adam nichbod, and he goes through other details here. Okay, so at the end of the day, what he says is pretty much that there's a tzad to say one way, and there's a tzad to say the other way. The yuyim b'ramosh shikasa shemisha kavulu haneros b'sukas b'shabbos yesh lo neir b'beisam muta latzeis me'asukas de lechol makom neir ain tzerach leilu b'sukas kaver. Your friend's sukkah has candles, has light. Your sukkah has no light. You have light in the house. So the Ramah says, you can go inside. Why don't you tell me I have to go next door? Go next door. It's in the front sukkah. So So im yesh tarach gadol b'dar, kasam shemesh alecha b'sukas levi nami chashav tzara. It's a tzara for me not to go eat there. Dein ariv lo b'adam achila ela b'shela. So good, a person can really make a cheshbon. If this is really going to detract from my simchas yomtev, then maybe it would be better if I put up my own sukkah and I subsist with lesser meals than I would if I didn't put up my sukkah and ate next door. So this gets a little bit of a subjective standard that you have to apply over here. But I mean, all that, I guess, is just icing on the cake. I thought what was most pertinent was this question of Mitzvah Eitan in terms of the Kabbalah's Pnei Rabba B'Regel, how it matches up against other mitzvahs. Sometimes it trumps the mitzvah by the mitzvah of the Yachid. Other times it takes a back seat to the mitzvah of the Rabbim of Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, to the extent that that was interesting, I'm happy. If you felt it wasn't so pertinent, I apologize. Let's take up the new piece. The new piece of Gemara, as I said earlier, I'd like to try to get to the Mishnah by the end of the week. Most of the remaining piece here is Agarata, so I'm not going to spend so much time in terms of Lumbus over here, but maybe we'll try to make a few Ha'aras as we go on. We'll get to the Mishnah by the week's end, and then for the next, whatever it is, week and a half or 2 weeks until Bein HaZmanim, we'll hopefully be doing some Sugis in Masachas Psachim in anticipation of the upcoming
Passover holiday.
Okay, we have a volunteer to read, someone that feels confident. Dov, you want to give it a whirl?
Okay.
Tarabon. So picking up on Chav Zayin Amud Bey is about 13 lines up from the bottom, I'm told. Not 10, but 13. Tana and Rabbanan.
That's the next to the last narrow line?
The next to the last narrow line. Second to last narrow line. For those that find that helpful. Okay? Got it? Take it away. Whenever you're ready.
Masa Berdi Ezer, Shams Gadav Eliyahu, Masa Berdi Ezer, Bakit Sari, Ramila
Bakit Sari. All right, what does that mean?
One time, the Eliezer was studying Sukkos in the Upper Galilee.
Nice.
And he went to, I think he went to Rav Yochanan Ben Eliezer Sukkah in Kisari or Kisaria.
Right. Places, right? Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like some say it was over here and others say it was over there.
That's in the Upper Galilee or two separate places?
No, so is it, where is, it's not 100% clear to me. Either they're arguing over what the name of the place was or they're arguing over whether it was place A or place B. Either way, it doesn't really change the halachic portion of the account. Okay, go ahead. What happened?
The sun was coming into the sukkah.
Right. The sun arrived in the sukkah. What does it mean? It means the time of day was such that the sun was now approaching the sukkah.
Amar lo, mahush eprosh ala sukkah. So he asked, what's halach about putting a sheet over the sukkah?
Right. Ephros. Mausha Ephros Aleha Sadin. What's the deal regarding that which I want to do? Namely, I want to take a sheet of some type or a tarp and spread it out on top of the sukkah to shield us from the sun. So what was the response? Okay. Anyone understand that response? Anyone think that answer is a little strange? Well, before you tell me what else.
Well, because I didn't understand, so I looked to him.
Well, what's the simple shot? What do the words mean?
There's no shaven in Israel that didn't appoint a judge. A judge not appointed from them.
Right? Every shaven has judges. Every shaven produced judges. Historically, every shaven produces judges. Look at Rashi. Rashi actually goes through and tries to show you which judges came from which shvatim. In some cases, he admits that he's just simply not aware. But in those cases that he is aware, he tells you who they are. How does that help? Cause and effect?
Right.
What do you mean?
It seems like right.
Oh, it's responsive. It's very responsive. Yeah, so what do you want to say, Avi? You want to, what's the question? What's the answer? Question was, can I take the sheet and put it...
He's avoiding his question.
The question is, can I take the sheet and spread it out over the circle? Right? And what's his answer? Oh, every shaven has a shofet. Okay. So what do you want to say?
He's avoiding the question.
He's avoiding the question by saying what? But how does this show that he's avoiding the question? It's not like he says
that
everyone
thinks their own thing. That
he's not like he's not saying, oh, it's nice weather out we're having today. Nice.
No, that when it comes to this specific rule, everyone, you know, every shavit has their own shofet, so everyone has a different.
Uh-huh. Is that what?
No, I mean, I just thought of that right now.
Okay, I think the way the Marshal says it is that basically, why are you asking me? Why are you asking me? There are many people that can answer this question for you. Why are you asking me? A lot of posts come around. Why are you posing that question to me? There's no lack of shoftim. In Now we'll have to see why he was avoiding. It doesn't answer why he was avoiding answering the question, but at least explains what his response was.
What's Rashi saying? He sealed over
after. Yeah, he moved on to something else.
Doesn't not relate at all.
Yeah, the Marshal doesn't like that.
He doesn't like that.
Yeah, Marshal says, well, what does that mean? Just avoid the question, just miss the answer. Yeah. Marshal's answer is a little bit more explained. He quotes Rashi and then he says Rashi's dachuk. Because Rashi's difficult, it's just to tell me he just changed the subject. Now it might be true he changed the subject, but there's more to it than just changing the subject. What's a seal dover acher? What does that mean? How would you explain Rashi?
Change the subject.
But why?
Because he didn't want to answer.
Shalom Amar Davar Acher. Yeah, that's true. And as he was changing the subject because he didn't want to answer his rabbi. But why? But why say that?
Prove what the shofar have to do with the.
That's what the marshal is doing.
Yeah, I'm saying that's going to be a better answer than just saying, "Well, he randomly said a line."
Right. See, I don't think it's. I don't think he's arguing on Rashi. Essentially, they're both agreeing that he didn't answer the question. But rather than just say he just changed the subject because he didn't want to answer, that's a weird choice of things to say. Talk about something else that's related to sukkah. Talk about something else. But why are you telling me about shoftim? So Marshal just explaining that what he was really saying is I don't feel comfortable answering this question. You should really ask someone else. But yes, he was moving away from the question. I'm sorry, someone had something to say, a question to answer?
Yeah.
Apparently they were still sitting there.
Yeah.
Still sitting there. The sun's moving along. What happens? You got him. Sun comes now. It's all. Yeah, I think it means overhead.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's halfway into the sukkah. It's like right. It's right overhead. And then what happens again?
Exactly.
The same question again. By the way, I'm just curious. Can I put the sadin up now? Right.
Is it that this more son would have changed the answer, or are you just asking it again?
You're saying, is he asking a totally different question?
Yeah, is it like now that there's more son, the left might be different? Or
good question. I don't know. I didn't think of that initially, but you're right. You know, Dov's saying, is it a new question now? Maybe you didn't want to answer me before for whatever reason, but how about now? Or is it just repeating the question?
What would make it
saying that, is it a different quality in the sukkah? Maybe now, since the sun is
stronger.
Different metzias over here, and now it's right overhead. You want to tell me about shoftim before when the sun was just approaching. Now it's right overhead. Maybe now you'll answer me because it's a different psak. That's a good point.
Too warm.
So not just like idiot savant just repeating the same question. Sounds like you're right. The metzias changed, prompted the question to be posed again because it's a new question. It's the same words, but it's a new question. I like that. That's a good horror. Right, another peculiar answer. It sounds like now again, a good question would be, what's the difference between this answer and the first answer? If you just want to deflect and tell me, ask other people, why are you telling me about Nevi'im? Why don't you just repeat the same answer? I don't have an answer for that. Can't tell you. I don't know. I didn't take a look. Let me look at right now. Did you see anything on that, Avi Hirschman?
No.
They didn't deal with that at all.
I didn't look at the notes.
Do you understand? All right, so Marshall says, since I have a sheet, it's page 10. Daf Hey, I'm in Bays in the Daf Hey Marshall. Chedisha Agados.
In the other one, it's good to hold.
In the other one, well, if you have the fancy Gemara, it's
Shas Vilna.
Shas Vilna. Yadalin. So he says, according to my Shita that I say, I don't say over things that I didn't hear from my Rebbe, then what? Don't ask me, but I'm not just sending you out into the wilderness. Ein lecha kol shevet v'chulei. Shulohem et shofet. V'mehem yesh lachem l'shol. Ask them. Ask the other local Talmidei Chachamim. It's funny, just yesterday I was looking at something. I forget who it was. Either the Shalom Meshev, the Chuv Me'ava, Shlomo Kluger, I forget who it was, dealing with a certain topic. He says every time he would get this question, he would send the questioner to someone else. Every time he got the question, he would send the question to a different Mor Hara. That's the funny thing. It's a similar type of thing over here. And as I'm not telling you that you're without recourse, someone else can answer this question for you. Okay? But he doesn't revisit the issue in the second answer. Beg your pardon?
Maybe it could be that...
He doesn't explain what the significance of adding the discussion about Nevi'im is. I'd be interested in knowing what I was asking. Do you still have that volume, or you returned
it? I returned it. Do you want me to get it?
No, that's okay.
Maybe it could be that he was saying that it is even more complicated that...
Complicated question.
...going to Nevi'im, who are...
Right, that could be like what Dov was saying. Now you ask me a different question, and that question deserves even greater Shekel Adas, or greater know-how. That's... that's something that you need a greater level of tzak, than the beam. I don't know.
It should seem like an easier question.
I'm admitting, because now it's hotter.
Yeah,
I really don't know. All right, so then what happens? They're sitting there, still not answering the question, saying, I don't have that kabbalah from my Rebbe, I can't answer. What happens afterwards? Now that sounds like it's even hotter, right? It's not just overhead, now it's beaming down right on him.
Is this the third time he's
testing? Yeah, well, he didn't say anything yet. This is the third stage of the third phase of the session, the meeting, of the sun phase. Okay?
Not until Yochanan decided to appear it. So Yochanan just took the sheet and put it on top of the sun.
I don't know. Aleha sounds like he put it on top, right? So, third time he didn't get a chance to ask. What happens? Rabbi Yochanan himself, who didn't want to answer previously, takes the sheet and puts it on top of the sukkah. What happens? So Rabbi Elazar gets up and he storms out. Right? Takes his coat, puts his coat on, and he's out. What happened over there? The Gemara is now explaining what happened. The Gemara is explaining the whole exchange. What was going on here, says the Gemara. He didn't like to answer? He had an issue with him? He didn't want to answer him? No. He had a Masorah. He had a Shita. What was a Shita? Why was he non-responsive? Or as Rashi said, why was he trying to be Mesila Davaracher? Why was he trying to change the subject every time? Because he had a shita. What was a shita? Mashiach dar acher lo hefligu heimenu l'dchoso shlo l'lamdo Torah on this kavin al shlo amadavar l'chule. Meaning, it wasn't that he didn't want to teach him. It wasn't that he was trying to avoid having him as a Talmud. Elmai, he had a shita. What was a shita? He didn't say over halachos that he didn't hear directly from his Rebbe. So the question now is, well, what happened in that last case? Okay, obviously he wasn't saying a psak. He's just acting as he was doing what he thought was the psak was. But he wasn't. There's a difference between saying this is what I think is right and acting on it as opposed to saying it over. What's that? Could be that he didn't feel that the halacha was such that you could cover it until then.
Who had the shita?
Why are you walking out?
Who had the shita?
Not to say that. Rabbi Elazar, no?
No, Rabbi Elazar was the one that was visiting in the sukkah of Rabbi Yochanan.
But he's also the one who stormed out.
Yeah, he stormed out.
Who had the shita? Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that kept not answering.
So why did Rabbi Elazar leave? Because he was upset he didn't answer him?
Oh, I don't know. It's not clear why he left.
Because he was the one who had the shita. Wasn't that Rashi?
No, Rashi's saying, why was
he...
Where are you?
Rashi, right before the Rashi
shred. Shalom Yom Ruhitir
Esadavar. I have Ratzah.
Shalom Ratzah Lahatir Esadavar.
That's what you have in Hamdos.
The Mesoras Hashah says, Shalom Yom Ruhitir Esadavar. Kachi Besvar Machirim.
I thought Eliezer was the one who had the
sheet and not to appear. And Rabbi Yochanan
was the one asking the questions the whole time.
You mean Omer Lo? Yeah. Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar Shavas Begalei Eliyim B'Sukasol Shal Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Kisar Ve'Omer Lemi Kisar Ve'Higiyah Chamas Sukah Amal Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar Lehem Sa'adin Omer Lo Inach HaKol Shev Shemisah Shalohem Min Menashovi Ki Chamal Chatsi HaSukah One second. Yeah, I'm sorry. Rabbi Elazar had the shita. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
because the Gemara makes clear on Chav Ches that it was Rabbi Elazar who answered some questions and not other questions. Okay, so what happened? Let's go through it again. Rabbi Elazar was the one who had the shita. He came as the visitor, and then what happened? Rabbi Yochanan was asking him. Okay, yes, you're right. Yochanan was asking him, and he didn't answer. Rabbi Elazar didn't answer. It makes more sense now, because Rabbi Elazar is the hero of all these Gemaras over here. So Rabbi Elazar didn't answer him. It comes a third time, and what happened? Rabbi Yochanan just got fed up, so he took the sheet and did it himself. And Rabbi Elazar got up and left. Why did he leave? Because he thought it would be tantamount to making a statement that he said it was mutter. All right, okay, good.
So it was Rabbi Yonasan who wanted to know.
Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. Which
is weird, no?
It's not clear. What?
What's their relation? You wouldn't, I mean.
I don't know. The whole thing's a little unclear. I guess like someone like a gadol comes to your house, you want to ask him questions. So here you had a case that Gadol didn't want to answer the questions.
This is just Yochanan. This isn't like Rabbi Yochanan.
Right? No, this is Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. Different. I'm sure he's a Bar Samcha, but right. Okay. All right, that sheds a little light on it now. So the Rabbi Elazar got up as not to give the impression that he was giving a psak, that he was making an overt statement. Yeah, now that makes more sense. He's giving a specific psak on the matter. Now the Gemara explains, not mivnei shefligu b'dvarim, mashi siyul davar acher, lo hefligu heimen, elu t'chosa shalom lam d'toro in this kavin, elu shalom omar davar, shalom shalom pi rabba. So why was Rabbi Elazar being so evasive? Not because he had beef with Rabbi Yochanan, but simply because he had a shita. And a shita not to say things that he hadn't heard from his Rebbe. Right? You alright? Okay. Go ahead. Now the Gemara asks him what's a little bit more substantive now. What? How could this happen? How could Rabbi Elazar have done this?
How can he go to Rabbi Yochanan in the first place? Isn't that the question?
Well, we don't know. He could have been there all Yontif.
But I'm saying, isn't that the original question?
No, the Gemara's question now is, how was he able to leave? Oh, you mean, how was he able to be there because it's Sukkos Chaveirim?
Yeah.
I know, they're not asking that question. They're saying, Gehomer Rabbi Elazar ain't Yotzi Misukkah L'Sukkah. You're asking a different question. How come the Gemara's not bothered he's over there?
Right, because, I mean, that's what I thought when he was saying.
Obviously asking a good question. Didn't Rabbi Elazar also hold you not yotzi within your sukkah in the sukkah of your friend? Yes, no.
Where?
Kishim she'ein adam yotzi yidei chavasa biyom tov rishon shel chag b'lova shel chaveiro. Kach ein adam yotzi yidei chavasa b'sukkah shel chaveiro. Dechsev chag asukos tasalach. Tasalachos shivas yamim mishalcha. Good question.
Thank you.
It's a good question.
What's the question?
Rabbi Elazar held you're not yotzi in someone else's sukkah, right? You need your own sukkah. So how come the Gemara's not bothered by that? Why is the Gemara asking the next question? The Gemara's saying, oh, how is he able to leave? You can't go from one sukkah to another. That's also Rabbi Elazar's shita. Why isn't the Gemara bothered by the fact that he was in someone else's sukkah?
That's what that's saying.
Which one?
I'm saying through the progression, you see that it's not really a question. Should that be the worst question they should ask first? But once you start answering these questions, that becomes the right question. So maybe that's just the prior question.
What do you mean?
The Gemara eventually says it wasn't sukkah, so it wasn't this. So that would answer those questions too. Maybe just... This was the first question.
Well, what's the Gemara's answer? We'll see in a second. Well, let's read the answer. What was the first answer?
Regular Acher Hamen.
Oh, it wasn't really, he was leaving because the sukkahs was over now.
Right, so that answers that question, right? Maybe this is just the more...
You want to say that that day itself wasn't sukkahs?
Right, yeah.
Or was it or was sukkahs ending, and now he was leaving?
Well, I mean, I read Rashi.
Yeah, what does Rashi say?
He says it's Shmini Atzeres.
Yeah, but which day was Shmini Atzeres?
The day they went to visit...
is that what you think it means?
That's what I meant.
Let's see.
They were sitting in the sukkah just for the air.
Mishim Avi.
Nice,
right. Sukkos Arevala. Right, so Dov's saying they were, it was Shmini Atzeres Bobayom. It wasn't even Sukkos. Bechlal.
Right.
It wasn't Sukkos. It wasn't that Sukkos was ending. It wasn't Sukkos that day. It just happened to be singing the Sukkah. It wasn't for the mitzvah. So therefore what? So that's not a question anymore.
Right. Maybe this is just a
right.
Higher question. More fundamental.
Which one? This one?
I mean, maybe. That's why they're not.
So yeah, so there's no need to ask my question because it's going to be answered up anyway.
Meaning you're not answering two kashas with one answer, basically.
Yeah. So it depends on what you think is a stronger question.
But that's a more question. Basic question, isn't it?
I mean,
isn't that the starting point? Isn't that the alpha base?
The happy not be guilty of friends, sukkah, as opposed to two different sukkahs?
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is just like more fundamental, but you're right. I mean, this is an opportunity for the Gemara to basically, instead of having to go through two steps, could just go through
right.
Answer up two questions with one.
Well, either way, you could have answered two, no?
You could say, how could
does
you go?
Work like that?
How could
or
you?
Like,
which one?
Don't they like take it as a comma?
Take what?
Take it as a comma, like
take it as a
now.
Right.
Either way, you could have answered both questions.
Yeah, let's say it would have said it's not Sukkos Tei Shmini Atzeres, and therefore what?
He sat his friend. So
and therefore, he sat his friend Sukkah.
You know that.
You know the other one also.
Yeah.
Right. All right. That's a good question. Why choose one over the other? I don't really have a sense of one is more basic than the other.
It seems like my question was a more basic question, which I guess the Gemara found too basic and that it.
No, but once you.
It's on the same page too.
But once you know the answer to that one, you know the answer to the other. I mean, that's always right. All right. Interesting. It's interesting. All right. Let's keep going. Not another question. Fine. So you'll tell me it was Shmini Atzeres, but still another problem now. Even if it's Shmini Atzeres, what problem still exists?
Still a radio.
Yeah, Rabbi Elazar was the big proponent of staying home. Not Anila Dodi v'Dodi v'Anila Uman, right? V'Ishti Levad. Anila Uman v'Ishti Levad. Not that way. Not that I'm going someplace and my family is fending for themselves on Yom Tov. Rather, stay home with my family. So Rabbi Elazar said, I would be Meshabech Atzlon, and I would praise the lazy people who would stay home and be together with their families. So where's he going on Yom Tov?
I think I originally thought that part was going on.
I thought that part was?
The Atzlonim Shein Yodim.
Atzlonim?
Yeah, where he
went. Yeah, praise the Atzlonim.
That was going on the fact that he left his original home to come to Rabbi Yochanan on Yom Tov. Is that what it's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, exactly. Even if you'll tell me it's not Sukkos now, right? Why is he in someone else's home on Yom Tov? Forget about the Sukkah problem. Why is he away from home? Hirschman.
Yeah.
That's the question, right?
Yeah.
I'm asking. Okay.
Shabbos,
have they? Oh, so don't worry. It wasn't Yom Tov. It was just Shabbos. Shabbos, you don't have that problem. Right? Okay.
The Tipshu Lame today.
Now the Gemara says, listen, you know what? This whole little story is very nice, but why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan come up with the answer himself? Why did he need Rabbi Elazar? Listen, Rabbi Elazar has a sheet that he doesn't answer questions. Rabbi Yochanan could have just answered up himself. He could have learned it out from another sugya.
Oh, another sugya of Rabbi Elazar. What do you mean, no?
No, I don't think so.
He brings down Rabbi Elazar here.
I don't know if that meant, I don't know if...
Oh, does it matter? You're saying from different sugya?
I mean, you're right. You want to know what Rabbi Elazar holds... It happens to be that you have another teaching of Rabbi Elazar.
Right.
Why do you have to ask Rabbi Elazar what he would say the halacha is? Or what do you have to ask what the halacha is? You know. Here's another case. What's the case?
Pikei Chacholo.
Taka.
Taka Chacholo. Rabbi Elazar Omer, B'zmash HaKashor V'Tolo E'Kok Jumbo. V'imla V'Imkok
Jumbo. Alright, so now you have a question of what? What's the issue over here?
Shudder.
Yeah, but what's the halachic problem?
Bona.
Good. Yeah, potential problem, binyan and stira, putting this thing in, taking this thing out, right? It's going in the window, it's coming out of the window. It's going in the window frame, it's coming out of the window frame.
Oh, it's not opening and closing the window?
No, it sounds like you're putting it in, you take it out to cover up the window. Okay. It's not a casement window. It's not going up and down. It's something that you're introducing to that space. So it depends. When is that permissible to put that shutter in the window frame?
If it's attached.
When it's tied up and attached and dangling and it's sort of really part of the whole window system, it's permissible.
If it was tali, then it wasn't.
V'imlav ain pokimbo. And if it's not tied up and hanging, then it's not.
But I was thinking
that's totally external now. Now you're taking something new, you're introducing something new to this space. That's binyan.
And I thought, but I was reading the other way. The fact that it was taloi was not binyan because it was hanging off and not fully.
That's why it's not bona. Because it's like it's
because it wasn't but it wasn't part of the structure. That's why it wasn't bona.
I think toli kosher toli means before you're putting it in place. Because then it says then dafka pokekimbo. Then you could stuff it in. Then you could put it in place.
Okay,
no, it's like something that's meant to open and close is not binyan, it's here.
I see now.
Right, let's say you had a...
So you have a wall like this, and this is the window.
No, so let's say you have a baby carriage, and you open and close it, open and close it, open and close it. That's not binyan, it's here. A baby carriage?
Open and close it?
Yeah, not the canopy. You know, it's like you fold it up and close it. Or some kind of ping pong table. You close it up and you open it, right? So it folds. No one's going to say it's binyan and stira, because that's the way it's meant to be used. It's meant to open and close. Right, but if I start taking pieces and I have to erect it, that's binyan. I'm taking something that was not part of something else before and I'm creating a new thing. A folding chair. No one ever said folding chair is binyan stira. Right? It's meant to be open and closed. That's part of the way it's used. But that's the same thing as the pekak that's tied in place over here. It's like it's really part of it. Right now it's in the state where it's not in the window, and in a minute it's going to be in the state where it's in the window.
How are we defining pekak?
It's a shutter.
That's the...
It's a shutter. Yeah, you want to know what it looked like? I can't tell you exactly what it looked like.
No, I just want to know the translation.
Pekak is something that you use to stuff something else, right? Something that you push in.
Okay.
Modern Hebrew, I mentioned earlier. The cork, or they talk about a traffic jam as being a pekak. Something that's stuffed up is a pekak. Okay. But in lav, if that's not... It's not the orientation. I mean, it's not attached and hanging. It's totally external to the window. Then what?
Inbo.
Then you can't do it. Why? Because now you're taking something new and you're putting it there for the first time. You're introducing something outside of this space to the space and you're sticking it in there. That's an act of binyan. Right? Avi, you look a little concerned.
No, I'm with you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Take a look at Rashi. Two Rashis, Pokekimbo and Ain Pokekimbo. The last two Rashis. Go ahead.
Pokekimbo, Kimen the Mesukan the Ome Lakach, In Zelo Bona Velo Mosa.
So, what does that mean? Mesukan the Ome Lakach. That's what's key. Here.
To establish that purpose, to stand there and wait to
begin. Right, it's Mesukan. It's all set up this way already. That's the way it's set up, it's the way this thing works. And it's Ome Lakach, it's meant to be taken down and put back. Therefore, it's not called Bona, it's not called Mosif. All right? But if it's not Omeid for that, it's not tied on, it's not Toloi, then what? Mosif hu al-stimas ohel. Then you're adding to something. Then you're doing an active binyan. And why is he talking about stimas ohel? Over here, what does the Gemara say now? So he should have been able to extrapolate from this case. That's the suggestion. He should have been able to extrapolate from this case of the pekak and the cholon to his question of the what?
To the sukkah.
The sabin on the sukkah. So the Gemara says, no, they're not analogous. Why not?
Becomes
bottle to what?
The wall.
To the cholom. And then it becomes like the kosel, right? Mavato, Rashi says, mavato le lahai pekak le gabi cholom, v'choshev le mei kosel atzmo. Hilkoch have a mosif, have al sadin, anan sahadi, delo mavato le gabi sukkah. It's not like it becomes integrally fused with the sukkah. It's you look at it, you recognize it to be a foreign substance. It doesn't belong
there. Temporary.
And you're going to take it down. Vasofa litlo, and it's going to come down. Hilkach, what happens? Lo pshita le Rabbi Elazar, lo havi mosif. Rabbi Elazar didn't really necessarily hold one by the other. He didn't necessarily hold that the rule was the same by both. But the Gemara's havamin is, I guess, important also. What's the Gemara's suggestion? The Gemara's suggestion is that these cases are analogous. The Gemara's maskana is that they're not analogous. So maybe we could spend some time with that tomorrow. Does everyone hear what I'm saying? There's more suggesting. Tifshat lemi didei. Tifshat lemi didei. You know what? I'm thinking something else now. Maybe this is what you meant before. What does tifshat lemi didei mean?
You already said the halacha that he shouldn't be able to.
Who should have been able to?
Rabbi Eliezer himself.
Right.
Another thing he said, his name is Rebbe, I guess, but he should have learned from his own.
Exactly. And that's why do you need a Masorah from his Rebbe on this very thing? If he already had something that he said about the Pekaka and the Cholom. Right? Which he, apparently, if he said that, then he must have had a Masorah on that. So why couldn't he already deduce what the rule would have been over here? Right? Why couldn't he deduce this rule on his own? Why couldn't he answer this question on his own? Right? Before we thought it meant Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan could have deduced from what Rabbi Elazar said previously, but it really means Rabbi Elazar himself. Rabbi Elazar himself shouldn't have need to hear his Rebbe specifically rule on that case. He knows his Rebbe as a Shita. It's okay. Sometimes you know the Rebbe's Shita, you could say what the Rebbe would say in another case. So the Gemara says, should have been such a situation. If he knows what the Rebbe would say when it comes to the case of the window, let him realize what the Rebbe would say about the sukkah. So the Gemara says, no, because Rebbe Elazar basically had a reason to be mechalik between these two cases. And therefore he couldn't deduce what the Rebbe would say in this case. I think that's an interesting point, just what the Gemara is having was that they're analogous, and then what the maskan is that they're different. So maybe we'll take that up. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. The next piece, again, is a lot of agata, but there's a famous Rashi over here. Rashi defines what Gemara means. So I'm going to take that up tomorrow. All right? It's Rashi, the Ramasul Gemara. In this yeshiva, it's a famous Rashi.
Yeah.
It's about 8 lines down. Right, Robbie? Right?
Yeah.
Famous Rashi.